Well, howdy guys, how are ya? Hey, guess what? It's raining again today. And if the summer ever does arrive here, there'll probably be a hosepipe ban. Even though it's pretty much rained every day since 2026 started. But anyway, I know I'm late to the party. But I've just played The Last of Us, Part 1. I haven't finished it yet. But I'd like to tell you what I think about it. I know you're interested. Now, I've been playing video games since forever, really. And I've heard nothing but good things about this game. You know, it's the best game that's ever been made. The graphics are fantastic. The storyline is fantastic. And I know the PC port hasn't been done very well, of course. But still, what the hell are these people talking about? The graphics are okay, but they're not actually groundbreaking in any way. The storyline is okay as well, and the voice acting is done good as well. But I wouldn't have said it was, you know, overly fantastic at all. And let's get down to the playability of the game. Obviously, I've got a keyboard and mouse and also a control pad. And on both of those things, I felt the gameplay very clunky. I never felt as though I was in control of the player at all. And let's talk about the cutscenes. You know, this is where the makers kind of make a video game and they can't decide whether to be filmmakers or video game makers. All in all, at least for me, I was quite disappointed in the game. I had more fun and found it a lot better graphics in Resident Evil 4 Remake. And if you take a look at The Last of Us Part 1, they're still asking £49 on Steam for it. £59 if you want the deluxe. That is way overpriced. I haven't finished the game yet on Part 1, and I may not. To me, it's the hype that must have taken over to sell this game and make it into something it's really not. Maybe people kept playing it because of the storyline. Of course, the storyline in a game is reasonably important, but not as much as the playability of the game. And do you have fun playing it? But to me, it's just an average game with average graphics, clunky mechanics, and definitely overpriced for what it is. Of course, there is Last of Us Part 2 Remastered, and they still want £39 for that. I shall plod on with Part 1. That's why, you know, in games you shouldn't have to plod along. You should feel like you can't wait to get back at it. Of course, lots of people love the game, but everybody's different, aren't they? Anyway, guys, you take it easy.